This is Wes Tolleson here with Coach Jason LaVorne following a back-to-back Division IV state title. Coach, this feels like deja vu, except this interview is in the daytime instead of night this year. Coach, y'all were the wire-to-wire favorites all season long. How do you get your guys up and motivated knowing that y'all are going to be favorites in every contest you come into?
Well, one of the biggest things that we talked about going back to the spring is the 2024 FBA Saints hadn't done anything. So we told them, yeah, you had Elijah Kaysen, you had Hunter McCoy, you had a lot of seniors that are now gone. It's time for this group, that's a different group each year, this group's got to prove something completely new. So you haven't done anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, I want to go back to the Week 8 game against Holy Cross. Yeah. The fact that y'all scheduled that was so interesting to us because it's a mid-season game. It doesn't seem like it needs to be played, but y'all decided to reach up and challenge yourselves. What was the mindset coming in and going out of that game? And also, how do you feel like that prepared y'all for the state championship run?
Yeah, Holy Cross is an incredible private school football team. One of the best. Taps, SBC, whatever. We're excited. We're going to stick around tonight and see what happens. But they are a very physical football team. They're very well coached. So it challenged all of us, from coaches to players, everybody, to really step up. And it gave us something during our district schedule to really focus on that, hey, we got to get better each and every day, each and every week, and prepare for that. And then that helped us as we went on into the playoffs. So it was really good for us.
Absolutely. Coach LaVorne, one final question. Back-to-back state champions, how does it feel?
Man, it feels awesome. One thing that I'm the most proud of with this team is even going back to last year, we memorized the verse, Philippians 2, 1 through 11, that just talks about humbling yourself, putting others in front of yourself, and following the example of Jesus. And this team did that. When you got three quarterbacks going in and out in the game, when you've got so many stars out there and they're celebrating with each other, they've humbled themselves, put others in front of themselves. And that's the example that we ask them to do. And we love seeing that this year. So that's what makes this so special.
Truly a special program. What might be the beginning of a dynasty here in Taps Division 4. Coach LaVorne, thanks for the interview. Go celebrate with your team.
Thank you guys for all y'all do.
Absolutely. Appreciate you. This is Wes Tolleson here with senior UTSA commit Mark Rayson after a Division 4 Tap State title. Mark, you had three touchdowns, I think, on the first four drives for First Baptist. You set the tone, came out early. What was your mindset coming into the game just to come out firing on all cylinders?
I just couldn't let down my brothers, man. I just came to play. And that's what happened. That's what happened, man.
Mark, y'all were favorites the entire season. What was the mindset going into this year, knowing y'all were favored in almost every contest, and to come out and produce week after week to get to this point?
First off, we just couldn't let everybody down. You know, we're the favorites. So, I don't know. We just came to play. That's it. We just came to play. We just wanted to win it all. It took discipline, grind, all that, man. We had the odds against us one time. And guess what? We still came out on top.
Mark, just one final question. How does it feel to be a state champion again?
It feels good, man. I worked so hard. When I first got here, we were with the 5-6. They called us the 50-piece Saints. And guess what? What was the score? I was 42-15. But, hey, two-time state champs, and that's it, man.
Mark Rayson, the back-to-back state champion. Congratulations. Go celebrate with your team.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Bradley Hanna. I'm here joined with Quincy and Bradley, Taps D4 state championship winners. Boys, a heck of a game. We know that it's your first year here at First Baptist, and we know that you transferred from Bishop Dunn. How's your experience been transitioning?
It's been great so far. You know, it's just like a family over here. So when I moved and I made the decision, like, it's perfect because everybody loves each other and we all play as one unit. So it's like, if you mess up, your brother got your back. So it's everybody playing one motion. So that's the reason why we are able to do what we do and keep on winning.
I just want to say, when I came over, the school, First Baptist, I mean, they showed the love and hospitality of a winning team, a championship team. And with under Coach Jason LaVorne, I mean, he led me to the numbers I have now. I mean, he's the reason, thank the Lord, but he's the reason that I'm the person I am today, making me a better young man, even better football player. So thanks to him and First Baptist.
And both of y'all had great games. Bradley, you had 40 yards and two touchdowns. Quincy, you had an interception caught, and you had two touchdowns also. Almost 200 yards total for you, rushing and passing. Great days for y'all. How'd this game go?
I mean, it's just a blessing. I mean, it went good, but it's a blessing from God, because without him, I wouldn't even be here. So if it weren't for him, there's a reason he helped me become, have a good game today. So thanks be to God.
I was really just filled with excitement. I mean, playing both sides of the ball, the pick was crazy. That was my first one of the year. And so I was just really excited. And just to be in this area for the first time, I mean, the atmosphere is just crazy. And so I really loved it. And for it to be my senior year and ended out like this, I mean, you couldn't go out any other way, so I loved it.
Both of y'all has had great seasons. We wish you luck in the future. Thank y'all for watching DXPS.